Regardless of where you are in your homesteading journey, whether you are just starting out or you've been at it for a while, there is no way that any of us can know absolutely everything when it comes under the homesteading umbrella. And this is where it is key that you are learning from people who have life experience and have been doing this homesteading when it comes to livestock in the kitchen, but they have been doing it for a long time so that you can bypass the mistakes that they have made along the way. And getting it delivered in your mailbox, in your hands every single month from some of the most trusted voices in homesteading is exactly what you need. And Homestead Living now has Homesteading Monthly, which is an in-print monthly magazine featuring articles from Joel Salatin, myself, Carolyn Thomas, as well as homesteaders who you may not have heard from them, but they have been perfecting their craft and are very much an expert in their area. You can get this for less than $2 an issue. Yes, that is an in-print, jam-packed with articles every single month. Go to homesteadliving.com and grab your subscription right now.
Welcome to episode number 193. This is another one of our quick tip episodes. And if you have a question and would like to have it answered, please shoot it to me. You can email me, make sure that you put in the subject line, ask Melissa for the podcast, and I hope to be able to get your question answered and featured. But for today, we are talking about how to harvest your onions. So, you know, the proper time to harvest your onions and the proper steps that will ensure you're going to be able to store those onions for your long-term food storage in the pantry. Sometimes it seems there is a lot of talk about planting and getting great growth out of our plants, which is all very important, and I love talking about that stuff. But if you're newer to growing things, or you haven't always done it from a preserving standpoint so that you do have that food for year-long eating, you might not actually know when is the best time to harvest that food. And that's one of the charts that I actually created so that you've got all of those tips for those fruits and vegetables and know the prime time to harvest them and anything that you need to know if it comes to storing those inside the family garden plant, which you can't get yet. And I will be having pre-order information, I promise, coming up soon. But I'm going to be sharing those tips from that book with you here today so that you know the right time to harvest your onions. Welcome to the Pioneering Today podcast. My name is Melissa K. Norris. And if you are a new listener, I'm so thrilled to have you. This is one of our shorter bite-sized episodes. And if you're a longtime listener, thank you so much. The Pioneering Today podcast is where we don't just inspire you, but give you the clear steps to create the homegrown garden, pantry, kitchen, and life you want for your family and homestead. Okay?
I'm going to
Let's
walk you
get
through
right
how
to it.
To know when your onions are ready to harvest and what it means if they have already flowered and what to do, especially when it comes to the storage and curing of the onions so that you have them available to eat all year round or as long as possible. My name is Melissa K. Norris, and I am the author of The Family Garden Plan, Grow a Year's Worth of Sustainable and Healthy Food, which is not available until January 7th of 2020, coming up soon. But the tips that I'm going to share with you come from that book and the harvest chart that is in there. So if you are newer to growing vegetables, or maybe you've been growing vegetables for a while, but knowing the optimal time to harvest can be really crucial, especially when we are looking at the longevity of having that crop, especially doing things that are more root cellar technique, like we do with our onions and garlic and a lot of our winter squash, making sure that we're harvesting it at the best time so that it will stay good on the shelf for the longest period of time. When it comes to your onions, one of the things you want to know, especially if you're doing it for a food storage perspective, is You want to make sure that you're planting the right kind of onion. Your sweet onions don't have as long as storage span as your onions that are considered storage onions. The variety that we put in this year and we've done in years past and it stores really well for us is called copra. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do some of those sweet onions. I live in Washington State and we love our Walla Walla sweets, but I make sure that the majority of my crop that I'm going to be planting that's going to be then going into the pantry is the copra onion. Onions will vary a little bit on what time of year they're actually ready to harvest, but it doesn't really matter because you're going to be going by the visual signs. Onions are ready to harvest when the tops fall over. So when at least 50% of the stalks have fallen over, that is your sign that the onion has finished going through the bulbing process and that you should be harvesting those onions and getting them to cure if you plan on storing them. Now, if you are growing onions and you need to have onions in cooking or a recipe, you can just come out and harvest them as long as they're large enough anytime that you want. But for the crop that you plan on storing, the 50% rule, that at least 50% of them are falling over, is your sign that they're ready to harvest. One of the things that's important to note is once they have went through that bulbing process and you've got the tops that are falling over, you want to get them up and out of the ground as soon as possible, especially if you have a lot of moisture or rain coming in. Because after they have bulbed, you don't want them to stay in the ground. If they're going to be getting a lot of wet coming in, you need to make sure that you get them harvested once that has happened. But what if your onions have bolted, which means simply that they have formed a stack and a blossom? So this is the way, especially when an onion is oftentimes if it gets stressed out, the onion is going to bolt and produce a blossom, which is a flower that then becomes the seed. It's its way of making sure that it reproduces and it keeps its species, so to speak, going. The problem is when it bolts and goes to flower like this, then it begins to put all of its energy in production instead of forming a nice bulb and going through that full bulbing process of the onion that's down in the ground. It puts its energy into producing and growing this flower and developing the seeds inside the blossom. So if you see them beginning to bolt, you want to cut this blossom off as soon as possible. And then you also want to harvest them because oftentimes what will happen if you don't is then the onion bulb will split in the ground. And once it splits, of course, it's not ideal for storage. And if it splits while it's still in the ground, then it's going to be opening itself up to moisture, bugs, and it's not going to be an ideal storage or even eating candidate by that time. So if you see them begin to form these blossoms and you're not saving them for seed, then you want to cut this off and pull them up and harvest them as soon as possible. A lot of times people think, oh, if they've bolted, then I've lost the onion and they're not any good. That's not necessarily always the case. So I always recommend as soon as you see them going to bolt and forming the blossoms, remove the blossom and pull them up. They won't be, because they haven't went through, like I said, that full bulbing process, they're not going to be candidates for long-term storage, but oftentimes they're still usable for the short term. So those are things you're going to throw into your salsa and use in your cooking and you'll use them right away. So here we're just going to simply take some, you can take scissors or you can use gardening shears and pruning shears. We're just going to cut this off and you can use this. This is completely edible. Use it as you would a green onion. So it's great in stir fries or however you would use a green onion. Of course, it's bigger, so it's going to be tougher than a smaller tender green onion, but this can still be a great flavor addition and you can still use this in cooking. After we have cut this bulb, then we're going to go ahead and we're going to grasp it towards the base and we're just going to pull this onion up. So you can see this is not a huge bulb, but it has not split. So I can still use this as a shorter term onion. I'll still go ahead and cure it for a small amount of time. And then it'll be one of the onions that we use up first in our cooking over the next few weeks. Now, this is a row that you can see. Obviously, this is what the onions look like when they are ready to harvest and those tops have completely fallen over. And here is a lone onion in this entire row that it's not fallen over, but because obviously that would be about 98% of them have fallen over, this row is ready to harvest. I'll move on to the row that's behind it, and some of them have fallen over, but not all, but still within that 50% range. We're going to go ahead and get these pulled up. These onions were grown side by side. Here's one that bolted and went to flower, and here's one that didn't. And just look at the size and the difference in these two onions.
I don't know if the camera will pick this up, but this one's starting to show a little bit of rot. You can see a little bit of mold starting to form on the outside of this. So that is one, and that's like I said, this is one that had went to bolt. They don't go through that whole bulbing process, and so it's not ideal. So this is where I make the exception. I'll go ahead and remove some of these outer layers because I don't think it's actually started to go. I think it's just surface. So this is when I will remove these outer layers so that I can try and preserve this onion to use. And of course, it will be one that we go into almost immediate use into the house. So normally I do not clean my onions before I put them into the first part of the curing process. This is an time when I will make an exception. You can see even here, it's starting to get a little bit slimy on the stalk here. And so I'm just going to remove any of these layers that are icky and that are showing any bit of like mildew and mold and decay, like we've got right here. So I'm going to remove these outer layers because I definitely want to make sure that I do not have these near any of the other onions so it doesn't spread as this begins to cure. And I'll probably just go ahead and bring this into the house and we'll use this one immediately.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, you guys, you have to go and get registered on the early bird waitlist registration list for the organic gardening workshop. Everything is going to go live October 2nd through October 8th. So every single day you are going to be able to watch multiple videos all breaking down and teaching you how to do organic gardening. We're going to have from vertical gardening, everything focused around helping you grow your own organic vegetables and fruit at home, helping you to save time using proven methods that naturally increase your harvest and provide nutrient-dense food from your backyard all year long. Yes, no matter what climate you're in, I'm not kidding you, you guys. I'm going to be sharing some ways that you can grow food all year long. And some of them do not include grow lights and they don't include dirt, not hydroponics, but that you can have fresh food all year long. Like no joke. It's going to be so amazing. So no matter where you live and you want to go and get registered now, you want to be on the early bird list because I'm going to have some special exclusive bonuses and sneak peeks to the people who are on that email waitlist. Okay. So go to melissaknorris.com/garden workshop. Thank you so much for joining me. I can't wait to see you in the workshop and on that early bird waitlist and in the next episode. Bye for now.